White Shadows. Lou. Fire is such bullshit. I'd already burned once, burned and burned on a metaphysical stake until I was nothing but a husk. But it seemed the flames hadn't gotten enough of me. They wanted another taste. Well, too fucking bad. I dove toward Reed as the pub detonated around us, flinging a hand toward the pattern that shimmered between us and the flames. The golden cord siphoned the icy fear from my chest, wrapping a protective barrier around us in cold, glittering crystals, before bursting into dust. We clung to each other, untouched, as the fire raged. The bounty hunters weren't so lucky. I tried not to enjoy watching them burn to a crisp. Really, I did. Without the fear I'd just sacrificed, however, there was only rage, a rage that burned hotter and brighter than even the flames around us. Blood from Reed's throat still trickled onto his collar, staining it. Even amidst our heinous trek through the wilderness, our week-long stay in the hollow, he'd managed to keep his clothing immaculate. But not now. A couple of bounty hunters would have bested us if not for Claude Devereaux. Speaking of which, where was Claude Devereaux? Still fuming, I scanned the blazing pub for any sign of him, but he was gone. Reed clutched me tighter as the bottles of whiskey behind the bar exploded. Glass pelted against our melting shield, and black, noxious smoke began to curl beneath it. I coughed, tugging his ear to my mouth. We need to move. The shield won't hold much longer. Nodding swiftly, his eyes darted to the exit. Will the shield move with us? I don't know. He grabbed my hand, bolting through the flames toward the door. I hurtled after him, scooping up his Belisarda as I went, and forced myself to breathe, one thready gasp after another. My chest ached from earlier, and my head still pounded. My vision quickly blurred. Smoke burned my nose and throat, and I choked, the first tendril of heat licking up my spine. It raised my shoulders and neck, and my panic finally returned as the last of the shield melted. Memory of another fire raised through me. Reed! I shoved his back with all my might, and he tumbled out the door, sprawling in a heap on the ground outside. I collapsed beside him and buried myself in the frigid mud, heedless of decorum, rolling side to side like a pig wallowing in a sty. A sob tore from my throat. We have to move. Reed's hand seized my own, and he wrenched me to my feet. Already more men had surrounded us, drawing makeshift weapons, pitchforks, hammers. The flames of the pub reflected in their hateful eyes as they loomed above me, and their shouts echoed through the fog, steadily clouding my mind. Witch! Hold her! Fetch the chasseurs! A heavy weight settled in my limbs. Groaning, I stumbled into Reed's side and stayed there, trusting him to support my weight. He didn't disappoint. My voice sounded muffled as I said, My back hurts. He didn't answer, instead prying his Belisarda from me and swinging it at the men, clearing a path. The world began to drift in a pleasant, distracting sort of way, like one's thoughts the moment before one falls asleep. Was that Claude watching us from the crowd? Somewhere in the back of my mind, I realized perhaps I'd caught on fire. But the realization was quiet and far away, and the only thing that mattered were Reed's arms around me, the weight of his body against mine. Lou! His eyes appeared directly in front of me, wide and anxious and perfectly blue. Except, there shouldn't have been four of them, should there? I chuckled, though it came out a rasp, and reached up to smooth the furrow between his brows. He caught my hands. His voice drifted in and out of focus. Stay awake! Back to camp! The chasseurs! Coming! Coming. I'm coming for you, darling. Panic punched through my stomach, and my laughter died abruptly. Shuddering against him, I tried to wrap my arms around his waist, but my limbs wouldn't cooperate. They dangled limply at my sides, heavy and useless as I collapsed against him. She's coming for me, Reed. Vaguely aware of him hoisting me upward, of his mouth moving reassuringly against my ear, I struggled to collect my nonsensical thoughts, to banish the shadows in my vision. But shadows weren't white. And this shadow was blinding, incandescent, as it tore through my throat and feasted on my blood. I won't let her hurt you again. I wish I was your wife. He stiffened at the unexpected confession, but I'd already forgotten I'd spoken. With one last drowsy inhalation of pine and smoke and him, I slipped into darkness.